This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This podcast is the blue planet of the audio world. It's called Ocean's Life Underwater. It comes from Crowd Network and Greenpeace. I've listened to it, and I'll be honest, it's like nothing I've heard before. It's not a doom and gloom pod. It's not preachy, really. I'd probably describe it as feel-good cinema for curious, nature-loving ears with an emphasis on storytelling. Here's how it works. You'll be dropped into the shoes of explorers, of marine biologists, and I'll be honest, penguin fanatics, hearing mind-boggling stories about their watery world. So, if you need something different for your ears on your dog walk or commute or whenever else you listen to your pods, search for Ocean's Life Underwater in your favourite podcast app. Here's a little clip for you. Enjoy!
Let's take a typical dive. Let's not go too far. Let's go to, like, the coast of Cornwall. We take a boat out into the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic. It's a beautiful day. Sea is not too wavy, but there's a little bit of wave. You take this big yellow buoy in which you have a dive line. And you drop the line to however deep you want to go, let's say 50 meters. So you got a straight dive line, so you know exactly, like, I won't wander too far from there. You click onto the dive line with a lanyard. And then I just like to lay on the surface of the ocean and kind of literally get on the sea's wavelength. Because, you know, like, you can feel the waves, like, they kind of rock through your body. And if you let that happen, you instantly fall into the rhythm of the sea. And then you take a nice big breath. You turn around and you face that line and you face the depths of the sea, that blue. And you take a moment and then you just start swimming down gently, slowly. And the deeper you go, the smaller your lungs get. And at a certain point, your lungs are so small that you're no longer buoyant. So then comes the best bit. You can just stop swimming and you just start falling into that blue. And you can just completely surrender. Like, everything you have, you don't have to do anything anymore except for equalize. So everything you are is just in that little ball of air in your mouth that you use to equalize your ear. And the rest of you just dissolves into the water. Like, you slowly merge with something as powerful as an ocean. It's flying. And you're surrounded by nothing but blue, green. These weird sounds of the ocean. Like, you can't really hear the surface anymore. But the ocean is full of sound, because sound travels further underwater. So there's little clings, and sometimes you can hear dolphins in the distance, and sometimes you can hear boats miles away. But the overwhelming sensation, especially at depth, is one of your heartbeat. You can hear it go boom, boom, every 3 seconds or so. And there's just a calmness. All other thoughts are gone. And then you come back up and you have, like, after a successful dive, the rest of your day is good. Because, like, you had one good dive, you had that moment of being at one with the sea, that means that's a good day.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, a new podcast all about the oceans and the mind-blowing life within them. I'm Hannah Stitful. I'm a zoologist, wildlife filmmaker and broadcaster. And I'm on a mission to learn everything I can about the big blue.
The ocean is just mind-blowingly huge. Did you know that more than 70%, 7/10 of the Earth's surface is covered in seawater?
You could drop all of Mount Everest into the ocean and still you'd have an enormous amount of water above it.
Over the next 12 episodes, I'll be talking to marine biologists, free divers, submarine pilots, explorers, ship captains, scientists, and policymakers, hearing the most incredible stories about our seas and the people who are devoting their lives to protecting them.
You know, almost half of our planet is a vast ocean beyond national borders, and I believe that we have a collective responsibility to protect it.
The ocean is important to Māori because without it, we cannot thrive.
Oranges, yellows, reds, just incredible layers of life. I mean, every square centimeter covered.
If you've ever been in the richness of, like, the presence of a whale and her calf, you know inherently you want to preserve that.
Protecting the ocean is not rocket science. We know how to do it. We just have to do it.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, Episode 1.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
You're listening to Stop the Killing podcast. Join us as we take you behind the crime scene tape to explain global mass shootings and mass attacks. I'm Sarah Ferris, but more importantly, this is Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
I spent 5 years as the FBI's top executive looking for answers to the mass shooting crisis. I've been at the shooting scenes. I've traced heroic acts of bravery, and I've sat silently and listened to the heart-wrenching stories from survivors.
Amongst this horror, there is hope. We all hold the key to stop the killing. You just need to know how to unlock the door. Download Stop the Killing and be part of the solution. Search Stop the Killing on Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm an American vigilante. I have a question for you. What would you do if someone you cared about was abducted, taken from you? Would you call me? Would you care about how I got them back? Download American Vigilante now.